Aleph, we are where it says, let's see.
Like the first
dot. The first dot. Well, no, the second dot. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, actually. The last two words are the last two lines on the page. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Omar. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha said, Yispagin Rav Nachman Rabbonon. It's Machlokas Rav Nachman Rabbonon. What's Machlokas? Rav Nachman Amar Hamotzi Lechem Min Aretz. And Rabbonon Amre Hamotzi, without the hay. Motzi Lechem Min Aretz. Motzi, Hamotzi means the past tense. Motzi is the future tense. So the question is how to phrase the bracha. Now you like to either way. That's obvious. The question is what the preferred nusach of the bracha is. Motzi or Hamotzi? Asyon Ilay Plugvusa. This machlokus is going in Plugvusa like the following machlokus. Lefis. Lefis is a vegetable. Rabbi Chanina Bar Yitzchak and Roshua Bar Ime had a machlokus what the name lefis means. What's the etymology, the derivation of the word lefis? Chadamar lefis, one says lefis means lo pas hoisa. It was not a piece of bread. That wasn't in the future. The Chorna Omar Lefes Lo Pasia Sita Leos. It's not going to be a piece of bread. Now, that's a simple interpretation, but the truth is it's much more complex than that. Because then the next pasuk wouldn't fit it in. The pasuk says He Pisas Bar Baoretz Brosh Horim. There will be a piece of bread, a wild piece of bread in the land at the top of the mountains. So clearly, the way to read it is. Lefes, lopasi, acetolios is not eventually going to be bread. It will be bread in the future. As it says, ye pisas bar baretz brosharim, there will be bread growing on the mountains on the top of the hillsides. So therefore the Ridbar says that lefes here refers not to vegetables, but rather to bread itself. And bread itself is called, anything which grows, he says, is called a lefes. And the thing is that once upon a time, in the days of Adam and Rishon, bread grew on trees. That's what we say in Gan Eden, bread grew on trees. We also say that Lossi Lovo, bread will grow on trees. So therefore, lefes means, wasn't it bread at one point? In other words, wasn't bread something which grew on trees at one point? Lefes grows on trees. All vegetables, fruits grow on some sort of stem. We're saying, Lo Pasoisa wasn't bread at one time, also something which grew on tree. Another interpretation, which is Lo Pasia Sidolios, eventually won't the bread grow on trees again, as we bring down the pasuk to prove it. So therefore the machlokas about the word lefes concerns whether a lefes is called lefes because wasn't it once upon a time piece of bread? Past tense. Or is it called the lefes because won't it in the future, once upon a time, be again called a piece of bread, sometime subsequently? Now, again, this machlokas has no bearing on halacha. This is even less halacha than the previous machlokas. Previous halacha, machlokas, had to do with how to make the bracha, motzi or hamotzi, past tense or future tense. Here, who cares what a lefis is, whether wasn't it once a piece of bread, won't it one time be a piece of bread, but it's a machlokas about how to darshan words, whether the words are referring generally to the past or to the future, and it's a similar type of machlokas of motzi or hamotzi, is it the past or the future as well. Says more Rabbi Yirmiya Baruch, Kumi Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yirmiya made a bracha in front of Rabbi Zera, hamotzi lechem min aretz. He who takes bread out of the land. Amotzi lechem min aretz. With a hay. The kalsi. And Rabbi Yezira praised Rabbi Yezira for him having made amotzi lechem min aretz. Ma. So why? Why was that? Why did he make amotzi lechem min aretz? Is it because of the tense issue? Past tense and future tense? And he is saying, Hamotzi, he who took bread out of the land in the past. And the truth is, it's a bracha, thanking Hashem for having given us. Now, you know, I really should give you another interpretation here. Yet another interpretation. It's another interpretation about Chokos, about Lefis and Lefis, whether it's Lopasoisa, Sina Leos, and in fact, this Machlokas has direct bearing on the previous Machlokas. Because maybe when we're saying Hamotzi Lechem Min Aretz, or Motzi Lechem Min Aretz, we're referring to the time when bread literally came out of the ground. So therefore, it would mean that Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz means once upon a time Hashem took bread out of the ground. When there was in Gan Eden the bread trees. Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz means God sometime in the future is going to take bread out of the ground when the bread will grow on trees again. So then, our machlokas, so then when Rabbi Yirmiyah said in front of Rabbi Zeira, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz Ma, what's the logic? Was it because of the previous issue of past tense to say Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, or is it for another reason? Rabbi Nechemiah, perhaps like Rabbi Nechemiah, Sholarev Rashi Osios. Rabbi Nechemiah is a much more mundane reason why one should say Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, because the word before Motzi is Olam, and it ends with a Mem, and Motzi starts with a Mem. So therefore, if you wouldn't say Hamotzi, you would invariably end up saying the Bracha Brucha Toshem Lokeinu Melech Olam Motzi. In other words, the Mem of Olam and the Mem of Motzi would flow together. So therefore, in order to perhaps the reason why it said Hamotzi is in order to break up, in order that it should be Olam Hamotzi, that the two words shouldn't run together. If that's the case, Me'ato, if that's true, Haminoret, then he should also say Hamotzi Lechem, not Minoret, because Lechem and Min have the same letters. He should say Hamotzi Lechem Haminoret. Sholayim Rosh Yosios. And Al-Daiti Rabbi Nechemiah, according to Lodge Rabbi Nechemiah, should be say Brucha Tor Hashem Melkeinu Melech Olam. Well, this is actually a typo here. They say Al-Daiti Rabbi Nachman on the other end, according to Rabbi Nachman, who said that the reason we say Rabbi Nachman is Ramad Aleph. Rabbi Nachman said that Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz, we say it in the past tense. So according to Rabbi Nachman, we should really say also, Al-Daiti Rabbi Nachman should say, Habore Priya Gofen. Instead of Bore Priya Gofen, which is future tense, or at least present tense, we should also say Habore Priya Gofen. Past tense, which we don't. Al-Daiti Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon only, we should say Bore Priya Gofen. So the bottom line is, we split up the brachos. We say Habmotzi Lechem Noret, and we say Borei Priya Gofen. So it sounds like we're actually passing a lot like Rav Nachman's Svara, that has to do with past tense or future tense, but rather like Rav Nechemiah's Svara. What's Rav Nechemiah's Svara? Rav Nechemiah's Svara is that it has to do with Shalul Arev Rosh Yosios, in order not to mix the letters together. Hi, if that's the case, we should say Hamotzi Lechem Amin Oret Kashan Amaisa. But that's not so difficult, because that wouldn't work out grammatically.
Yeah.
So that one wouldn't work out. Right. Hamotzi Lechem Amin Oret, you can't do it. So therefore, that one, we didn't do it. But in the Hamotzi, since it works out there, so that's why there we use the terminology Hamotzi Lechem Amin Oret, in order not to mix the letters together.
There's no mention of letters in the Habore.
No, that's why we don't do it there. Like Rav Nachman, who said that you say Hamotzi because you want to refer back to past tense, so then we should say also Habore.
Oh, I see.
Okay, like him.
Right, yeah.
Now, according to the interpretation, which said that it flows together before, I should say that Lefes, that the reason why you hold Rav Nachman says past tense is because once upon a time the bread grew on trees, that wouldn't work with wine. Because wine would not really, the wine still grows on trees, right? It's not as if it once grew on trees. So really the Gemara flows much better if you say that the machlokas on lepis was just an etymology machlokas, how to learn the word lepis. And the really machlokas of Rav Nachman and Rabbanon was just what's a better nusach habracha, on past tense or on present or future. And the same machlokas which we would have there, we would have by Bar Priya Govan as well. However, we don't paskin like that opinion. We possibly appear the reason why we say Hamotzi is much more mundane, in order not to let Ha'olam and Motzi slide together. So therefore, we only do it by Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. We don't do it by Bar Priya Gofen, where the letters don't slide together. Why don't we do it by, as we said, by Lechem Min? Because that would not work out grammatically. We couldn't say such a thing. Okay, says the Gemara, a very interesting halacha. Rabbi Zrikon Omar, Rabbi Zrikon said, that Rabbi Zera asked the following question. Ahan, an individual, the Nosaf Turmusa, a person who took a turmus. A turmus is a A tumis is a legume. Again, we don't know exactly what kind of legume it is, but it is a form of legume. Ran 86 on the Mem Gimel base. So he took a legume, and mevarech ilav, he made a brach on it. And then the legume fell from him. Fell out of his hand. Mau, mevarech ilav is mantinyanus. Do you make a brach on it a second time when you pick it up again? Or do you, does this first brach count? This is very much halach. So you drop an apple, do you have to make another brach? So, ask more, what's between this and a river? What's your having me that you have to make another bracha? That it's not, it's new, right? Well, your having me to make another bracha is that it's new, right? Because now you dropped it, now you picked it up again. Well, yeah. Excuse me? Well, that won't make a difference whether it's Tokhtei Diva or not. No. You know, there's no Indian of Tokhtei Diva by brachos. You can even be an extended epsic. We'll see it later on. But now you meant, but there's, so Shiloh is, Ma Beinu Lebeinama Samayim. Why is it any different? If you're making a bracha on a river or a water fountain, same thing, and it's flowing by, so the water you drink is not the same water you made the bracha on. So what's the difference? Why? Surely that's even worse. Because it's not the same water. Here it's the same fruit.
The water's all connected.
So the Gemara gives a different answer. The Gemara says, "Hog, no comparison." I'm reading the answer, Taman, there by the water, Lekach kivin daito mitchila. His original intent was to drink the water, which is not there now. Rather, the water which is going to come by the time he finishes his bracha, which is a few feet downstream right now. However, Brahmachal lo lekach kivin mitchila. Here, this wasn't his original intent. That was a very difficult line, which causes all the impression to change the Pshat and the Ushami. Because what do you mean it wasn't his original intent? Of course it was. He picked it up, he dropped it, but this was his original intent. So therefore, all the impression learned the Ushami, and this way we pass in the local Maisa. It's only if this fruit fell down, and you pick up another fruit. In other words, this fruit fell down, and either you can't retrieve it, or it got dirty. So in that case, when you pick up another fruit, even from the same batch, in that case, you have to make a new bracha. The only exception for that is if you intended, you add, let's say, a bunch of strawberries on the table, and you intended to eat all of them, and you dropped one, and you can't eat that one, since your intention was to eat more than one strawberry, so you don't have to make a new bracha. But if you drop a fruit, and it becomes disgusting, and you can't find it, you pick up another fruit, which you didn't originally intend to eat, despite the fact that it was on the table, despite the fact that it's the same type, you have to make a new bracha. Okay? So that's what he says. Here he wasn't mechavin to do that originally. Rabbi Chia said, Chia says, you only make a bracha on bread when you cut it. Now, the Mashbiach learns that this is a continuation of the previous sugya. It means that we're afraid if you make a bracha on the bread before you cut it, maybe you cut it and you find it's going to be moldy inside. And then your bracha doesn't work. You have to make a new bracha. So therefore, we don't let you make the bracha until you're ready to cut it. As a matter of fact, that might be part of the reason now I'm thinking out loud, well, we make a little incision in the bread before we cut it. Maybe it's a vestige of this to make sure it's not moldy on the inside in order to make sure the bracha should be a valid bracha. Right? Otherwise, you know, you make the bracha. It turns out to be moldy, you take another piece of bread, you have to make a new bracha on it. Amrei b'chia barbar, b'chia barbar said, Hado amara, the same statement is made in the following halacha. Ahan, an individual denosi pugla, and who takes a pugla. Now, pugla have many different interpretations here. Most of us should learn a pugla is a type of vegetable. However, and therefore it means Ahen denosi pugla, somebody who takes a vegetable, umivarech alave, and makes a brach on it, fula alas aliyade, then it falls out of his hand, he can't get it again. He has to make another brach on it. That's the conventional way of learning this line. Mashbiach has a novel way of learning this line. He says, pugla here is the same lush as pigul. Right? And pigul means a repulsive piece of bread. And this is, it's a continuation of previous halacha. That we don't want you to make a bracha on the bread until you start making an incision in it in order that you should know whether it's a pugla, whether it's a repulsive piece of bread or not. Because if it's repulsive, you have to make and take another one, so you would have to make another bracha. So says the Yerushalmi further. Tinyanus the second time. Tinyanus is like Shainus. Shain and the Tzof in Aramaic is interchangeable. We are on page 86. Mem Gimel and Beis. We're three lines to the bottom. I'm Rabbi Tanchum. Rabbi Tanchum's by Yudon said, Tzorech Lomar, Baruch Shein Kvam Machuzo Yom Vod. If such a thing happens to you, of course, you have to make a new bracha. So right after the first bracha, you have to say, Baruch Shein Kvam Machuzo Yom Vod. Otherwise, it is a bracha of Atola. In order that your mention of God's name should not be in vain. This way you gave God a little bit of praise, and it atones somewhat for having said a bracha which was unnecessary. And he found it's bad. That's what I said. Before he came in. This is the conventional way of learning this Yerushalmi is that it means how much can you cut off the bread and still how much should you cut off the bread when you're making the bracha. Another interpretation of the Yerushalmi is what's the minimum shear of bread in which you make a bracha rishoina. Okay, and this is going to be an issue later on. There's certain times when you don't make brachas. So, but I like the conventional way better. Let's learn the conventional way. Akam Yivarech, how much can you cut off, how much should you cut off when you're making the bracha? Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Marad Machlokas. Charamad Kazayis. One opinion says, you should cut off a Kazayis. The Charan Amar, Apachos Mikazayis, even less than a Kazayis you can cut off. Says the Gemara, for that Motzi. Madar Mar Kazayis, he who said Kazayis, Kai Ditzninon, like that which it says, Taman, over there, V'kulam Petitin Zayis, the minimum shear of a crumb of bread, in order to be considered to be a crumb, and we're going to come into that to this halacha later on, when it loses its status as bread, is the minimum shear of Kazayis. Ma'adamar Pachas Mikazayis, he learns that, no, it's not true. Tanei Rav Shmuel says, Afilu Machzir Osota, even to take bread, and you make it flour again, it doesn't lose its bracha of hamotzi. So therefore, even a piece of bread less than a kazayis, you can cut, and that would be considered to be sufficiently large to make hamotzi on. Now, again, the other interpretation would be, the shaila is how big the bread has to be in order to make hamotzi altogether. Tani, we learned, kosh omer achrab sholosh brachas. Anytime you say, bench it after eating a food, and you say amotzi lechem haaretz before you eat that food. Because she ain't erech of shalosh brachos, anytime the last bracha is not birkas hamazon, which has three brachas d'oraisa and four d'rabbanan, ain't omer lefonav, you don't say beforehand, hamotzi lechem haaretz. Hey, Sivan, they asked the kasha. Now, the Gemara is going to explain later. The Gemara, well, let's see the Gemara. Hey, Sivan, they asked the kasha like this. How can you say this? Hare pachas mikazayis. If you have less than a kazayis, hare eno merachar of shosh brachos, you don't bench on less than a kazayis. Yet nonetheless, we just said, meato, you'd make a motzi. Well, if you don't bench on it, according to the principle you just espoused, meato lo yomul faram motzi lachem in oretz. So you shouldn't say a motzi first. Says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Yaakov Barachar said that principle which we said that anything you bench after, you make hamotzi first. We weren't talking about the size of the food you're eating, but rather the type of the food you're eating. With any type of bread which generates birkas hamotzi, generates hamotzi. But of course, there are cases where you might make hamotzi, and now you bench where, not bench where you add less than a kazayis. Okay?
Why would the Gemara have a havamina that you would bench on something that's not grain?
Something that's not grain? Good question. We'll come to it. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Abba B'Shem Rav said, Mesubin, those are reclining at the table, certainly tom klub, they're not allowed to taste anything achitom avorech until the person who makes the bracha, mutzalach menorah, tastes first. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, shreisin, they can drink aval bishlo shasa, even though he didn't drink first. Ma poli, what's the distinction? Ma dama Rav, that which Rav said. Kshu kulam niskos cooking l'kichor ha'akon. We're talking about a case where each one of the besuvin does not have their own role. They're all getting from the Baal Bos. So even if the Baal Bos happens to distribute to them prior to his having taken a bite, they have to wait till he takes a bite before they take a bite. That's by bread. But by Kiddush, each, in the old days at least, the minhag was that each person there had his own cup of wine. So since each person had their own cup of wine, it wasn't coming from the cup of wine of the Mekadesh, so therefore they were allowed to drink their wine before the Mekadesh drank. Now, Bezman Hazeh, that very often we have the case where the Mekadesh provides the wine to everybody else, so the same halach which applies by the bread would apply to the wine. People should not have from the wine before the person who's making the bracha has the wine first.
So, okay. So far as I was one cup, I remember when I was younger, my father was home. We all went down in line.
Yeah.
We had to kiss his hand before.
Yeah, the good time before he got the wine. Okay, well, that from one cup, it's all in order. Says Gemara further. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar Shoisi. Oh no, I just said. Says Gemara. Oh, the Gemara says here explicit. I must have stopped the middle sentence. Says Gemara. Ma poly, what's the distinction? Ma the ma rav, that which Rav said, Rav said, kulam tzkugin l'ki karachot, that which Rav said, that you have to wait, is when they're all taking from the same piece, the same loaf of bread. Ma the ma rishu b'levi, that which Rav Shubh and Levi said, that each one can drink at his own time, sh'el kol echot v'echot kaysa v'yodim, each one has his own cup in his own hand. Tani, we learned. Ha'mevarech poshet yodo tchilo. The person who makes the bracha, he takes the portions first. Ella imrata lachlo klo kovod, unless he wants to give honor to somebody else, to the rabbi, to his rebbe, only mishugad men of the Torah, some of his great in Torah, or shus biyari has permission to do so. Sorry. Rav karav katze, Rav when he used to cut bread, have a toy mismoli. He uses his left hand to take a bite. But at the same time, simultaneously with his right hand, he would distribute in order to get to the other people in the room as quickly as possible, so there shouldn't be such a hefsek between the bracha which he made and their consuming. Now this generally, it's important to know, perhaps everybody knows this, but let me mention anyway, that Lemaisa, when asked to, ideally speaking, if you're sitting at somebody else's Shabbos table, you should be yotzi with their hamotzi. The balabais should be motzi all the people present and the guest with that motzi. The exception to that is you're afraid he doesn't have that in mind. But ideally speaking, you're always yotzi because berov hamadras melech. It's more better to have the yotzi with one person than each person to be yotzi to make his own bracha. So here too, Rav was trying to cut down on the time between the bracha with which he was motzi everybody and the time they got the bread. Nevertheless, as says the Gemara, Ravuna Amar, Ahein, an individual. Ahein is always an individual. Hein in Aramaic is one. So it means one person. Actually, Ahein, I think in Greek they say is one. So I don't know if that's true. Is that the case? Anybody know what the Hebrew Greek for one is? No maskilim here. So I hain the mar, an individual, I hain the mar, an individual says, sabrich, take and make a bracha, take and make a bracha. He's telling them to make brachas. Leis ein bo mishum hefsek. Now he's allowed to do it even between the time he makes the motzi and he eats the bread. He's allowed to do that. That's not considered to be a hefsek. What's a hefsek, however? Have achvana l'toraya, go give feed to the oxen. He says that between his bracha and his eating food, even though it's a mitzvah to go feed the oxen, you have to feed oxen before you eat yourself. It's halacha, you have to feed your animals before you eat. Nonetheless, yesh b'shum hefsek bracha, it's an interruption in the bracha. Okay, the Bible is not so sure about this, whether there's an interruption in the bracha, but the Yerushalmi says outright that there's an interruption in the bracha. So anything, if you say between the bracha and the eating of the food, anything which has to do with the food itself, it's not asik. If you say something which has to do not with the food, even though it's a compelling necessity for you, that's not considered to be good, proper, that's a hefsek.
I'm going back to the balabais being motzi for bread. What about the kiddush? Is there any...
And for kiddush also, the same thing, barov amadras melach. A lot of people, including my family, we have the minute that every male in the house makes kiddush. But it seems, I haven't looked it up, but it is difficult.
For kids, but
generally speaking, even households that do that even after the kids are adults. So if you're afraid the person's not going to be motzi you, so that would justify. If the Baal Bus will be motzi you, so it's a little bit difficult to understand why we do that. But there is such a minute.
They can be motzi even if you have your own individual cup of wine.
Yes, they can be motzi with the bracha even if you have your individual cup of wine. Yes. Okay. Says what. Ravuna Amar, understand, Hada Shesisa. Shesisa is a mixture made, is a dish made out of dough, or out of flour, but it's become very, very loose consistency. It no longer has the same form as the flour or as bread or as even a pancake would have. So in this case, it loses its quality, and so to hada mursa shchika, dates which have been pulverized, so they no longer have the same consistency and taste as regular dates. Oimer love shakol niyavidvaro. These cases say shakol niyavidvaro. Now this is going very far away. But it's again, as we say, which has been pulverized, diluted, it's lost its original nature. In that case, the bracha goes down from what it originally was, whether it was Eitz or Mizonos, and now in this case, it's Shakol the Abidvaro. You have to go pretty far to get this situation.
What,
60th? What? No. It has to have a loose, no, not a 60th, but it has to have, not have the same consistency, taste, or feel that the original product did. Rav Huna says, this is all statements by Rav Huna, and they're not necessarily connected, but they're all Rav Huna statements. If you put food in your mouth, and you forgot the lobir, you didn't make a bracha beforehand. And if there were beverages, potan, you spit them out. This is much more machmir than the Bavli. The Bavli says that it depends if you can drink them again or not, but the Yushami says if they're beverages, spit them out. If it's food, you put it on the side of your mouth and you make the bracha. Obviously, when you have beverages in your mouth, it's hard to make a bracha. If you have food in your mouth, so you can make a bracha. Says Rav Yitzchak Bar Mori, Kume Rabbi Yosi Bar Avin said, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Afil Ochlin. Even by food, poltron, you spit them out before you make the bracha. Dichsiv, it says, Yemale Piti Lasecha, may my mouth be full of your praises, call you unto Fartecho all the day in your glory. Well, I don't think so. It's only if you're not paying attention, if you're careful. That would you say, Amesichim Sudas, because you might forget, you might still get involved in your conversation, you forget your reading and choke. But if you're careful, you know what you're doing, so then it's not, I don't think it's a problem. Says Gemara, further, somebody who chews grain, live grain, raw grain. Oimer la borei minei zironim. You make a bracha, borei minei zironim, blessed are you created types of seeds. Now, it's no longer prelude since we started the issue, the Ushami held that we could be much more creative in brachas than we are. We've seen that already in the past to a certain extent. Ushami had different brachas slightly. Ushami also proposes to make different kinds of brachas. Ushami proposes, we have in the Bavli, Bari Pri Adama, Bari Pri Eitz, Bari Mei Mizonos, they're set brachas. The question is we had to pigeonhole each thing. Ushami is much more fluid. Ushami says, you know what? Raw wheat, it's not a Mizonos, it's not Adama, it's something in between, let's make a new bracha for it. What are we going to call it? Bari Mei Zironi. Okay? Says the Gemara, afi on a bishlon, if you baked or cooked the wheat, bismacha prusas kayomos, and this is where we pass the local maisa, when they're large crumbs, and what do we say a large crumb is? A kezias, right? If there's a large, if you have a knedel, which is cooked matzah meal, or cooked bread, bread kugel is a better example. You have bread kugel. If there's a size, it's cooked after it's been baked. If there's a crumb the size of a kezias in that bread kugel, you have to make amotzi. If it's a bismacha prusel kayomus ermalei amotzi lechem minoritz, umivarech la'achrav meshosh bals, you have to make birkas amotzi afterwards. Imein prusel kayomus, if the crumbs are less than a kezias, oimrelei burim name zonos, then on that bread kugel you make a mizonos, umivarech la'achrav brach la'achrav meshosh, you make an alamichi afterwards. This is all I love my answer. Yes.
I have a question in general about the amotzi. As taking it on regular bread, which is made of consistency of whatever its name labeling is here. But nowadays they put egg and other things on top of it when they cook it. It's not the same thing. But what is the, my question, I have a question for you. What would you make of the broccoli?
Anything which is defined as bread by society is bread.
Well, it has to be defined as bread.
Yes, anything which we accept as being bread. The stuff before was so diluted, nobody would call it bread anymore.
Right.
Okay, so that's to have a shame pass. That's why we hold, I don't know, not Sephardim necessarily, but that's why we Ashkenazim hold there's no such thing as a mizonos roll.
Right.
Because it's bread.
Right.
It's used as bread.
Right.
It's used as bread, so therefore it is bread. Right? Sfarim don't hold that way. Sfarim also have this halacha by matzah. The rest of your Sfarim make a bari minei mizonos on matzah, except for on Pesach.
Yeah, in the year. So.
Yeah. So it's them parameters, but we hold that anything which is called bread is bread. Anything which is not called bread, so then it depends. Sometimes it's bread anyway, but generally speaking, if it's not called bread, it's not bread.
So why are Ashkenazim making mizonos on eggplants?
What?
Make
only if you don't eat it like bread. Generally, because when we eat egg matzah, we eat it as a snack.
Like
a snack food. But if you go very soon on egg matzah, you have to make hamotzi also.
Except on Pesach,
well, on Pesach, if you're a sick person and you eat egg matzah, then you should make it. It's a tremendous chumra not to have egg matzah on Pesach. That which we're machmir. So it's super duper chumra. Okay? It's not, it's like kidneys. It's like kidneys. It's the same type of chumrah. It's something which has. There's a Rashi which says that it can become chometz. It's chometz nukshah, but it's really a very, very big chumrah. But anyway, for those who would eat egg matzah on Pesach, I think Sephardim do eat egg matzah on Pesach.
Well, I don't. I'm the reason why. Don't.
You're not a real Sephardi anymore.
I put.
You live in Chicago. Yeah. What?
There you go. I live among the Ashkenazim, so I have to.
Hey, you're becoming assimilated. But. Real Sephardim, they do eat egg matzah.
Whatever you want in the community.
Yeah. Okay. So, says Gemara, ad kam yu prusos, again, here we have this halach, which we had in Omer Aleph, what's the size of a prusa, of a crumb, which you could still make a mzonas on it, a motzi on it, Rabbi Yisbar Avunam Kahana, Bar Malkim, Shem Rav said, ad kizaisim, up to a kizais. Now, I want to stress this only where it's cooked afterwards. If you grind up flour, matzah meal, and make it into bread, if you make, the people who make this, my wife's family, they make rolls on Pesach, right? They make it out of matzah meal. You ever seen such a thing?
Yeah.
I want to stress, by the way, you see that Pesach, the fact that people eat that stuff on Pesach is a raya that there's a God. Because the moment Pesach is over, this stuff is vile, disgusting. You wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. You'd never eat these matzah rolls. But at Pesach, you consume them, you know, by the dozen. So it's a raya that there's something unique about Pesach, which makes food, which normally does not taste good, taste good. So I think that that's a very...
What?
No. The matzah meal.
It's kibrochs, right?
Of course it's kibrochs. But if you use matzah flour,
yeah,
and you make bread out of it on Pesach,
you crumple it with your hands.
The matzah flour is crumpled already.
Don't hammer it, right?
Ground.
flour, yeah.
Yeah, matzah flour is ground.
Let's say you get regular matzah.
It's called matzah meal.
Matzah meal, yeah.
But if
they even have cake meal, which is even better ground.
Okay, but if you take it, wash it, put whatever else you want in there.
And you make it rise. You put in baking powder, whatever you put in there.
Okay.
So it actually comes out to be bread-like. So
the question is, like, if it's going to get...
So you make a mozi on it. Because there it's baked. It's not cooked.
Right.
I'm cooked on a knedel, so it depends what the size of the... what the size of the... what's a good word for it? The size of the crumbs, which constitute the constituent elements of the knedel are. If the constituent elements of the knedel, good word, right? Constituent elements are the size of gazayas, you make a mozi. If they're less than gazayas, you make a mizonos. But if you grind up matzah or bread and remake it into bread by baking it, then no matter what the size of the original crumbs were, you still make a mozi on it. So that's why in a matzah roll on Pesach you make a mozi lechem
aretz.
Yeah.
One more thing.
Yeah. People are not going to think that those roll. They don't know that. I don't think.
If you take matzah and crush it and sprinkle it, you might.
All right. Look, we don't make those gzeiros anyway, Ms. Mondesat. Myersine type gzeiros. Otherwise, we try to. Generally speaking, we try to. We don't make them unless they're so blatant that they would be very questionable. What?
Yeah,
no, Gebrux is about something else. Gebrux is about, and maybe some of the matzah, maybe some of the matzah wasn't baked properly. So maybe there's some flour in it, which now rises when you put it in the in water. Yeah. Okay, says Gemara, HaKoisis is Orez. Now, this is somebody who eats raw rice. Also, Omer Le Burim, my name is Zeronim. You make Burim, my name is Zeronim, according to Rishami. Afo, you baked it, or Bishla cooked it. Afo Bishla Prusas Kamas, even though you have large pieces of it. Oymer lo brem name is Onos. You make a brem name is Onos because it's only rice. Vein tzorech levarech achrov. Now, you don't have to make a broch afterwards. The poshim shot in this is you don't have to make a broch at all. And this might be borne out by Daf Mem Hei. We'll see when we get there. But the Mephoshim say here, ain't tzorech levarech achrov, you don't have to make a Birkas Hamazon afterwards, but I'll bring a portion you have to make afterwards. Right, Rabbi Yirmiyah. This is on rice bread. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Bar Priyadoma. On rice bread, you make not a Bar Minizonos, but a Bar Priyadoma. Bar Marina Bar Kumi Rabbi Zira. Bar Marina made a brach in front of Rabbi Zira. Kumi Rabbi Yichia Barva and in front of Yichia Barva Shakol Neibitvara on rice bread. Rashi Mechasidu Amar, hey. Once we're on a roll, new bracha. Borei mine ma'adanim. Blessed is God who makes delicacies. Yeah. I'm Rabbi Yosef Bar Avun. Rabbi Yosef Bar Avun said, you know what? Low plea, they're not arguing. Ma'adamar borei mine mazonos. He who said the bros, borei mine mazonos. Ba'u de avid bul. By that one which is actually a bread. Looks like a bread. It's a rice cake, rice bread. Not rice cake. Rice bread. Mandamar Bore Priyadoma, he who says Bore Priyadoma, it's Ba'ud Bore on a rice cake. The rice cake, the individual kernels are still clear. Where the rice has been changed into a bread, so then Bore Mine Mazonos. Where the rice kernels, the individual rice kernels are still clear, it's just that they've been compressed together like a rice cake, then you'd make a Bore Priyadoma. This Yushami holds that rice is bracha is Bar Priyadoma. We don't bask in that way.
So what are we on a quicker rice cake?
We make a mizonos because we hold the bracha on rice is mizonos, like the opinion of the Bavli. I shouldn't say we. There are many opinions, even in the later post, we hold that the bracha on rice is Bar Priyadoma. But common Ashkenazic practice is to make a mizonos even on cooked rice. You also make a mizonos on cooked rice?
Yeah, make mizonos.
Okay. So by man the mar shakol niyabidvaro, he said he make a shakol by he the sholuch where it's cooked and now no longer looks like rice, looks like goo. That's like the case they have back here with the pulverized date. and with the loose consistency grain, grain dish, then whenever it loses its original character, then you make a shakol neibidvoro. Says Uman the Mar Boriminei Madonim. What about the guy who made that new bracha Boriminei Madonim? So that's talking about Ba'ud Torif, where it's mixed in with all sorts of other stuff. The rice is mixed with eggs and with spices and a lot of other meaning. So since it has a lot of ingredients and it's a complex food, so you make this new bracha. Okay? Life would be a lot more exciting if we lived like the Yerushalmi. When it's all these new bracha. Yeah, but they don't make this bracha.
No, I don't know.
They don't make this Bar Mine Ma'adonim bracha. What?
Say a bracha for something which is in its pristine state. You say thanking God for this item in its pristine state, but this is a product of mixing in different things.
Yeah, but I don't know if I agree with you, because a motzilach min oretz indicates that we thank Hashem for giving us the raw material to make the finished product.
That, I think bread may be different. Bread's the staff of life. I think bread is
But I could extrapolate from there and say that's what's going on here. Since Hashem gave us the capacity to make these delicacies, so that's why we make these brachos.
What about on Jorms? Should they say
Jorms, yeah. Or done it. No, that's right. Okay. They didn't have cholt, otherwise they would say. Ad kidum mitchilo. All this is talking about the bracha you make at the beginning when you eat rice. But so, what bracha do you make after you eat rice? So Rabbi Yisrael ben Shimi Chassidu was consistent. It says, "Asher bara mine madonim a new bracha achrayna." You think we are having fun with brachas rishonis? We go to brachas achrayas as well. You make a bracha. Asher bara mine madonim la'adin mo'en devish kol chay. Baruch ato Hashem al oretz va madonel. It's a great bracha, right? So, unfortunately, we conventional people, we basically like Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov, Hashem, Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba. Rebbe, who said Rebbe Kshuecha Basar O Beitza, when he ate meat or an egg, Hoya Omer, he would say, and also rice, he would say afterwards, Omer Bar Asher Bar Nefer Nefoshos Rabos Lachs Beim Nefesh Kolchoy Bruchat Hashem Cheolamim. Slightly different, but the same bracha which we made. Ad Kedum Besof. Okay, that's at the end of rice, meat, and eggs. What do you do at the beginning when you eat meat or eggs? What bracha do you make before you eat them? So we make shakol, right? Well, again, Yerushalmi is... So I'm Rabbi Chagai. Rabbi Chagai said, you know what? At the beginning of the bracha, you make borei minei nefoshos. Bruchat Hashem elokeinu melech olam, borei minei nefoshos. Why? Because this is somewhat like you said before, though not about the same substance. Because this is what sustains life, proteins, eggs, and meat. And therefore, and then you make bari minei nefoshos. Hey, see, Rabbi Yasi asked on this, for Masnisa Pliga, doesn't the Brisa argue? Al chometz on vinegar, val guvoy on locusts, val novlos. Novlos is a leafy part of a tree, not the fruit. Hu oimer shakol niebivoy, used to make a shakol. Vadein guvai la min nefeshu. Isn't guvai protein just like meat is protein? Hey, locusts are flesh, right? So we see that even though it's protein and it's the stuff which sustains nefeshos, nonetheless, you know, I think I was wrong. And I see looking at Pnei Moshe now that I was wrong. Bari minei nefoshos means we're making a bracha on this thing which once had a soul. That's why on meat and eggs and on locusts, the kasha, on meat and eggs we make bari minei nefoshos because it had a soul or came from, had a soul or came from a hen which had a soul. Any byproduct of a living creature, the Yerushalmi says, make a bari minei nefoshos. And that the Yerushalmi asks, from guvai, locust is what's a living creature. So that also you should make a bari nefoshos as a bracha rishonah. Okay? So that's how the Yerushalmi rejects it. It says, by virtue of the fact that the bread which says that on locusts you make a shakol ne'abidvaro, it must mean that we don't make this bracha bori nefashos.
Is the word novel, it's not like referring
to
an incomplete experience, like a novel Shabbos is,
novel
Olam
Habayis. Something which wilts is novel. Novel Yisro says, novel tivol gamatog gamamazer sheimach. So it will, something which wilts is novel. So a leaf which eventually wilts is called a novel.
Okay? Which one? I'm not sure which word you're thinking of.
But it's a medrash that talks about the main olam haba, so it doesn't. The word is.
Novlos me chachma el yaina. There's such a word.
Right.
I don't know. I think there means also something else. It means not incomplete, but rather. Something which falls off, or a leaf from the tree of Olam Haba. So I don't think it's a. But you're right. The word they'll use there is novlos. That's correct.
How about the coconut milk?
What?
The coconut water has to be charcoal right away. Although it's inside the coconut.
Or the milk inside.
The milk inside a coconut. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think the milk inside coconut is shako, but it's probably better to have a little bit of the coconut first and make a berry praise. Because I'm not sure about that.
I'm
not sure about that. It's a good question. Okay, says Mara, Vahading Asya the Rabbi Shimon Chasida, that which Rabbi Shimon Chasida said, Asher Bore Mine Madonim, right, but he made a bracha, Asher Bore Mine Madonim at the end. Is Karebi. The Divrei Shneim and both Rabbi Shimon Chasida and Rabbi are going like Karebi and Gamliel. What is a Rabbi Gamliel? The Tani, we learn Zakla Shere Rabbi Yudah, Omer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. This is a prayer and principle. Rabbi Yudah said, Rabbi Gamliel. Koshumi means Shiva. Anything which is from the seven species which with which Eretz Yisrael was blessed. Veino mean Dagon, and is not a type of grain. Or mean Dagon, a type of grain. Velo Afo Pas. He didn't make it to bread. Rangamil says, you make after it three brachos. V'chachomim bracha achas. V'chachomim say, you only make one bracha. One second. Just a second. The Shalosh Brachos, I don't remember how he says three brachos. The Chor, this is not bread. Oh! I'm sorry. No. Rangamliel Taka holds. Rangamliel holds that you have to make a bracha of Birkas Hamazon on any of the Shiva Aminim. Or on any grain, even if he didn't make it into bread. He holds that on the Shiva Saminim, there was a takana that you make Birkas Hamazon. Chachamim, we paskin like hold, no, Birkas Hamazon is only on bread. What do you make at Shiva Saminim and any of the other types of grain, which are made, not any grain which is not made into actual bread? Bracha achas mein sholosh. So this is my Baran Gamliel holds. They make a Birkas Hamazon on anything which is from the Shiva Saminim or from the Chamesha Saminim. The Shiva Saminim are the seven minim of Eretz Yisrael. The Chamesha Saminim are five types of grain. Even though it's not bread, you make a Birkas Hamazon. It's even born in the Bavli. Bavli says, and Gamliel said that on dates you make Birkas Hamazon. Yes.
So my question is that you could have something making zoros over bread and that would
bench. That's right. We're going to Gamliel land up. We don't pass going to Gamliel. Gamliel says brachachas. Now, the kosher enum means shiva veinu mean dagon, anything which is not from the shiva saminim. It's not from the shiva saminim, and it's not a type of grain. And Gamliel says you still have to make a bracha before and after. That's like Rabbi Shimon Chassidah said on the top, said when you eat bread, rice, you have to make a bracha afterwards. He said you make buri madonim, you have to make a bracha afterwards. However, Chachomrim mevorech lefanav lo lachrov. Let me say, when you eat anything other than the Shiva Saminim or the Chamesh Minim, there's only a bracha rishona, not a bracha achrona. Which means that that Gemara, which we learned back here, would be Kipshuto. The Gemara on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, which said that in the third white line, Borei Minim Mizonos Vein Tzorech Achrov Levarech, there is Taka such a Shita. Rabbanon hold that there are times when you don't have to make a bracha achrona. When don't you have to make a bracha achrona? If it's not from the Shiva Saminim or from the Chamesh Minim. It's not one of the seven Minim of Eretz Yisrael. Chita, Sora, Geffen, Tein, Rimon, Zayis, or Tzmorim. Or if it's not from the five types of grain, you know, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. In that case, going to this Chachom, you don't make a bracha.
So yes. If you had a cake that was not made, she wasn't
made. That's from the five minim. How can you have a cake not made of one of the grains? All cake is made from grains. The shai was by rice. By rice, Taka, there was an opinion back there, you wouldn't make a bracha achrona.
By the way, I've always wanted to know what really is spelt.
I don't know, but there are ads this year for spelt matzahs.
Oh, really?
Yes. So you can order that.
Okay.
Let's find out.
The same question came up when in the Bible. Someone asked what spelt is.
I read or heard, I don't remember where, that they used to be more quite prevalent. People used to grow it. I think the Indians, they only had spelt. They didn't have wheat.
Maize.
No. It's corn. No, but I don't remember. So it didn't reach in my memory. Maybe it was in Europe. There was a certain time when spelt was much more prevalent, and now it's not as prevalent anymore. And but spelt used to be much more prevalent than it is today. All right, anyway, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Moshe Rabbi Chanina said, "Kol shu'ke kein solis, anything which is like rain, like flour, literally. Ukein chalita, and it's cooked. Umichamesha saminim, and it's made from one of the five types of grain. Omer love b'brayim minim zonos. Before you eat it, make a b'brayim minim zonos. Mavarech lachar brachas mein cholsh. And after you made it, we make an alamichio. V'kosh ukein solis, and anything which is like rain. Ukein chalita, ukein chalita, and was cooked." But it's not from the five types of grain, but rather from rice, or from, let's say, in our day and age, corn, or from potatoes or something like that. Oh, I'm Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah said, concerning this, Rabbi Zira Gabi Elaine, the base Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Zira sent a message by to those who were in the house of Rabbi Yonah. Varmin Lane, they said, I don't know what they said to me. In other words, I don't know what the bracha is. They didn't know what the bracha is. The people in Rabbi Yanai's house, they don't know what Rabbi Yanai said to them, what the bracha is supposed to be. I'm sorry. That's not the way the Pnei Moshe learns it. Sorry, scratch that. Says more, for Amun Leh, the way the Pnei Moshe learns it, he sent a message to Rabbi Yanai, for Amun Leh, and they did respond to him, but I don't remember my Amun Leh, I don't remember what they responded to me. Michael Doom, what's that? What is the halacha? I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, "Mistabra." It makes sense to say, like we said before, by rice bread. We said before by rice bread that it's by my name is Zonos. Rabbi Yossi says that's only by rice bread, but when it's cooked rice and it became a mush, so then what bracha should you make? Shakol near before. Rabbi Yirmiya, what?
They don't hold like that.
What do you mean? No, mush. Rice mush.
According
to the Yerushalmi, it's shakel.
Depends how much of a mush it is, maybe.
Yeah, well, it means where it lost, it's been cooked already. So it's cooked, so it's lost its case. That we had on the top. We had on the top that if it's shaluk, if it's cooked, so no longer it's like a goo. It's no longer true rice. So we had such a thing in the charcoal. Okay? Says where Rabbi Yirmiyah boy. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, the next line in Yerushalmi has grave difficulties. Nobody knows exactly what's flying with this line. Rabbi Yirmiyah boy. A person who eats a dish made out of solus, what bracha does he make at the end? Now, people don't eat flour, stop. Can't be talking about pashut flour. So therefore, most of the mafarshim learn something about a case where a person eats cooked kernels of roasted or toasted kernels of grain. And we have that sometimes in cereals. You have toasted grain kernels. What bracha do you make on that? Ma'al mivrecha b'seifa. So at the beginning, you make a mazonos. What bracha do you make at the end? I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, I don't know. V'achin, or Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't know. V'achin, therefore, lo'achol Rabbi Yirmiyah solus miyoyme. Rabbi Yirmiyah would never eat toasted grain kernels in his life. Unless it was inside a suda.
Never had puff of wheat.
Right, because he didn't know what bracha achrona to make.
Maybe he would have something else and eat that
as yeah, but he wouldn't have it separate on its own.
Puff
wheat would be this halacha, right? Puff wheat would be this. So says the Gemara, leis tzurcha. Now this is the line which everybody has problems with. What does this mean? Leis tzurcha the elo. Now he knows exactly what this means. So let's see. It's hard to say what to do with it.
Did
so
you say in the Torah, you have to derive a benefit, which means less.
So?
You don't derive benefit from that. What you're eating, you're not going to be able to bless from it. So if you're eating these puffs, whatever they are,
yeah,
don't do anything to you.
What do you mean? Very funny. All right. Take a look at the third law wide line here in the Pnei Moshe. So he says, let's sort of the Elo Klomar. We shouldn't come as Sapkale since he was not sure. The Lo Tzarech of Achrea Mein Sholosh. If you're not, then maybe not supposed to make afterwards an Alamichia. El Shvarech Achrea Barin Foshos Rab, but rather supposed to make a Barin Foshos. He wasn't sure whether you make an Alamichia Barin Foshos. Hilkach, therefore, Yamaneh Atzmoh Ilechos Solas. He would not eat this grain. Shalom sochasur unless it was within a mule. So again, it means this leis tzurcha. There's no suffix except no. Again, I really don't know how to read it. Going back to the Gemara, leis tzurcha di lo. There is no. There's no other suffix except that perhaps you're not supposed to make the bracha achrona mein sholosh. That's the Pnei Moshe. It's a little bit difficult how to read these words. The Radbaz has a different shot here. The Radbaz. Less doesn't make any sense. So he says here. Where is it here? Here in the fifth from last line in the Brit Baz. Fresh one Tama Suffix Shalo. What was the suffix? Lord Tsurcha Delo. So I lo come by lay. He doesn't have a question. Ella Mishum Lamu Chosimba. But except how are you going to sign off the bracha? Baaretz. Is he going to say Al Oretz Vamichya? Madua Yachtum Ba Baaretz. Why should it say Baaretz? Why should you have to make this bracha aretz amichya? The first, according to Ritbaz, at the beginning, before you eat these kernels, you have to make a bari pri adama. So now he had a suffix, though, at the end, so after he makes a bari pri adama, what bracha do you make? Do you make al amichya val kakola? Or do you make so again, even according to him, the late Tzurcha D'Lo doesn't make any sense. Let's see, what does the Haredim say? Charedim says like this. Charedim says, Leis Tzurcha, there is no shaila about the Bracha Rishona. If you don't know which Bracha Rishona to make, what do? Shakel. There's no Sofik. By the way, the word Tzurcha in the Yushami means Sofik. Always. That's why when the Yushami wants to end up with Teiku, it says Tzurcha. It requires more analysis. So Leis Tzurcha, there is no Sofik except the low. If lama chosim ba, maybe the shaila is what bracha to make at the end, because you can't, even though, although shakel covers all brachas rishonas, brayna fashos is not a catch-all bracha achrona. In order to make a bracha achrona, you dafka have to know which bracha to make, whether to make brayna fashos or whether to make al michya. You can't make and we're in the fashos and cover now Michya. So therefore, again, even according to him, the words don't work out properly. But late Surah Dilo would mean that he had no suffix except Lamo Chosimba. What's he going to answer? What's he going to sign off with? Not the Baruch Hashem, but rather Baruch Achrona. So that's the Gemara. It's a big deal. Let me read that again. He had no question except for this. What's he going to answer? What's he going to sign off with? Baretz. So says him, well, you know what? Why not? Let's say Nasis Kibirchas Paulim. Let's say it's like the Birchas Paulim. What's the Birchas Paulim? We see Alamichya is a very flexible bracha. Where do we see that? By workers. The Tani, we learned earlier in Masechta, HaPolim Shiyosi Melach and Baal Bayis. The workers who do Melach with Baal Bayis. HaRei Eilu Mevorchim Bracha Rishona. They're allowed to make a Bracha Rishona. After they eat, they make a Bracha Rishona, Al Oretz V'Amozon, and then they compact the rest of them. They're calling Shushlaim B'Shal Oretz. They put in all the next two Brachas in one. And they sign off the Yerushalayim bracha on Al Oretz V'Amozon, Habonei Bracha Yerushalayim Amen. They make one bracha v'chayzim shel Oretz, and they ended off Al Oretz V'Amozon. They don't say the third bracha as an independent unit. Ablima you all see Mobsuda. What are the exceptions? If they're eating, if they're working during the meal, or in other words, they were caterers or something like that, or Shel Baal Bayis or Chamayin, or the Baal Bos is eating with them, Harelim Varchim Barba. They make the full four bracha benching, the Bayis just like the Baal Bayis. So, says the Gemara, if that's the case, we see that brachas are flexible. So here too, let's be flexible with the bracha. We'll play around with it. Let's find a nusach. Let's do something and make the bracha achrona. You know, let's make it Al Oretz V'Amichya. Let's play around, just like we played around over there. So says the Gemara. No. There it's different. You know why? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yana avdin lekemat be'a bracha. Rabbi Yana said, there, since they're workers, so therefore they were allowed to play around with the bracha and compact to several brachas into one. Here, there's no playing around. We got to know what the right bracha is. What is the matbea bracha? There we know by the workers the proper bracha's benching. We said you can compact benching. That's okay. Here, we have to know what the right bracha achrona is. And we don't know what the right bracha achrona is. Now, in my shtender over there, there's an NCSY brachas book. Taka, now you raise my curiosity. Maybe Taka, we should look up puff wheat. Actually homemade by one of the people in the shul.
Oh yeah.
Puff wheat mizonos. It doesn't say the bracha achrona is in this book, but I assume that the bracha achrona then is according to the Ritbaz, the whole shaila of the Yerushalmi is based on the assumption that on Kloyas the bracha rishona is hadama. And they have the shaila is what bracha achrona to make. So I guess if we hold that the bracha rishon is mizonos, then we would hold logically the bracha achrona is definitely al michya v'al karkola. Okay, says Gemara, ma'al askepar mein mora, what's on the topic of mein sholosh? When we say a bracha mein sholosh, do we mention what the day it is? Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, do we mention that in al michya? On Rabbi Yabba Barzimna, Rabbi Zira, I am askepar mein mora. Rabbi Zira would mention mein mora in al michya. I'm Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba said, I'm Rabbi Yimya. Rabbi Zira, since Rabbi Zira would include the what day it was in Al Michya, we have to do so as well, and in fact we do so. Tani, we learned, Revarchin ala dogan shumina muvchar. We make a bracha on the best piece of bread we can get. Kluskin. If it's a good piece of bread, ushlema, and it's whole, kluskin, ushlema shabal bais. If you have a choice between a very good piece of bread from a bakery or a whole piece of bread, but it's from a balabas, which is not as good, oimer al kluskin. You make it on the. This is where both are whole. So therefore, if you have a kluskin ushlema shabal bais, you have a whole piece of bread for the bakery, a whole piece of bread from a homemade, you make on the bakery bread. That's obvious. Prusa shal kluskin, if you have a sliced bakery bread versus a whole loaf from a bal bas, omer al shlema shabal bais. You say on the shlema because whole takes precedence over bakery. Even though the bakery bread is better, nonetheless, the whole piece of bread is better to make amotzi on. Paschita pasar, if you have a choice between wheat bread and barley bread, omer shel chitim means to make amotzi on the wheat bread. Prusa shel chitim, what if the wheat bread is sliced? Ushlemish term, the barley bread is whole, omer al prusa shel chitim. There, the difference is so great that it's better to make the bracha on the sliced wheat bread than on the whole barley bread. Pasori pas kusmin, if you have a choice between barley bread and kusmin, I believe is spelt, omer al shel seorin, you say on barley because it's better. Ask more, wait, falo shel kusmin jiofimenu, spelt is bread, or spelt is a type of wheat, so it's better than barley, it's more chashev. Yes, says Yerushalmi. However, Elishazumi Shiva means Shiva. Sorim is one of the Shiva Saminim Shibohem Nishtab Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, that's better to make a bracha, despite the fact that it's a lesser grain, because it's more significant, because it's one of the Shiva Saminim, as opposed to spell Vizuenimi means Shiva. Rabbi Yaakov Barachov Hashem Rabbi Zira said to Rabbi Yudai. This is what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Miyesh minem, mimin shiva. One of the shivas minim, Olam Mvarach, make the brach on it." Pas mei or pas Torah. One of the pieces of bread is tummy, and one is Torah. Rechia b'avara Amar, Omra al Torah. He said he make a brach on Torah. Pas nikia. One of them is fine flour, nikit meo, but it's tummy. Upas kibo. You have coarse flour, but it's Torah. Rabbi Chia Barada said, "B'shem Rabbi Acha, Aleiz mem shiva the yotzei varach tosaf." You make the bracha on either one you want. Kaira, on bark from a palm tree. Rabbi Yaakov Racho says, B'shem Rishmul, Omer lo bar preitz. It also comes from a tree. Tana, Rabbi Chalaftim, and Shol says, however, Shakol Niebid Varo, because it's not the fruit of the tree. We make a shakol and stuff like that. If you had a cinnamon stick, since it's bark, you make a shakol, not a bar preitz. Okay? Better check. Once I have the book here, I might as well check. What? No, if you're eating a cinnamon stick, it doesn't even. No, he has your adama. Whoops. Oh well. According to Yerushalmi, it seems it would be shakel. Tani, we learned, Rabbi Yeshua says, Bori minei dushoi. He said, Kederach Yerushalmi, let's make a new brach on it. Blessed are the types of the grasses. It's like a grass. Masnisa. The Rabbi Yeshua pleaded love, the price of Rabbi Yeshua argues over because it says, Ve'elamini had to show him what are the types of grasses, only Hakunres v'chalima v'ademua v'atod, not including the palm tree. So, according to him, the palm tree would not get Borei Minei Dushoyim, it would either get a shakel or eight, but not this new bracha Borei Minei Dushoyim. Okay. Birech HaPir Seilon, if you made a bracha on, what time is it now? Is it 9:15 yet?
2 minutes.
Birech HaPir Seilon Borei Pi Adama. Not many yet anyway. Birech HaPir Seilon Borei Pi Adama. If you made a bracha on fruit, Borei Pi Adama, Yotzim, the Ebony Yotzim, of course. A peres adar bari peretz if on that which grows on the ground made a bari peretz lo yotzi when yotzi falkulam imama shakol yotza and all of them he said shakol you yotzi. Rabbi Kitzke b'shem Rabbi Yaakov Baracha said Rabbi Yehuda, he wants to say armish is like Rabbi Yehuda. Avi gas say lotus kikashim, he says trees are like the trees. Even if they're no longer attached to the ground, they have halacha as being attached to the ground. In other words, cut trees have the halacha as being part of the ground. Where does this manifest itself in the halacha bikurim? The shaila is, if you can bring bikurim, if you don't own the land, you only own the trees. So Rabbi Yehuda says, despite the fact you only own the trees, it's considered as if you own the land, and therefore you can make bikurim. You can say adama shenasat li Hashem, and therefore you can bring bikurim from those trees. So he says that trees, even though they're cut, they once had the loch of land, so they retain the loch of land. So that's why you can make Bar Pri Adama on stuff which grows out of trees, because it has the loch of the land itself. Says the Gemara, no. Amra Esi Divrei HaKoli. No, even if you only can't be Bikurim, if you only own the trees, because it's not called the Adama, nonetheless, at some point the trees sprout out of the ground, Perisilon Bichlal Peris Adama. So therefore it's a subcategory of Adama, and not vice versa, Vein Peris Adama Bichlal Peris Aids. Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna said, Chutz Mina Yain Mina Pas. You can make a Borei Pri Aids on everything except for wine and bread. Mas Nisa Amra Kein, and our the first mission of the Perek taught us that, Chutz Mina Yain, except for wine, Shal Yain Amari Borei Pri Agofen, Chutz Mina Pas, Shal Pasu Mer Amoitzi Lech Meretz. However, B'dievet, you made a eitz on either of these two, you're yotzei, because they do come from the trees. Tana Rabbi Yosi Omer, kol mishana mi matbea, al matbea shetovach chom lo yotzei dei chavoso. Rabbi Yosi said, no, if you change it, in other words, Chazal said on bread on moitzi, or Chazal said on wine or goven, or if Chazal said on oitz or eitz, you're not yotzei, made a bari pri adama. He argues on our Mishnah, lo yotzei dei chavoso. Rabbi Yosi Omer said, not only that, koshen ishtana mibrioso, anything which changes nature again, like Borei Pri Agafen, it changed from grapes to wine. And lo ishina bichoso, you didn't change the bracha to accommodate that change, lo yotze ren yotze. Remeir Omer, afilu Omer, Remeir says no. Afilu Omer, baruch shebora achefetz hazeh. Again, you shall me at work. You say, blessed is God who created this object, manoe uze, well wondrous it is. Yotza. It's also a good bracha. It's interesting, you know, Rabbi Meir is the one who says by Gittin, Kol Mishana Mi Matbea Shetovu Chachomim Mi Gittin Havlad Mamzer. He's so machmir. Comes to brachas. It's okay. As long as you approximate a bracha, you're okay. And along these lines, right, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Baruch Hu said, B'Shem Shmuel Lo Krei Meir. Approximate brachas are okay. Milzut Rav Amar Ken, we heard this from what Rav said. What did Rav say? Chat Par Soyasu L'Gabi Rav. A certain Persian Jew came in front of Rav. Begin the Ona, he said, when I eat my bread, I eat my bread, I don't know the right brachas. I don't think he didn't speak in Yiddish. I'm an Amoritz. I don't know what brachas to make. Vanamaritz, so I say, Baruch the Boro Hadein Pasa. Blessed is God who made this bread, you know. Was it rubber dub dub? Thank God for the grub. So he makes a bracha like that, right? So navigana yidechavasi. Do I am I yetsi my chiv or not? Amar lei in. He said yes. You yetsi your chiv if you make a bracha like that. So what? It's not a machshava. You have to say something. But as long as you say something which thanks God for the food, that's sufficient. All right. This is a good stopping point. We'll stop here. Everybody should have a chag kosher v'sameach. It's Hashem, the first Wednesday after Pesach, we can get together here again at 8 o'clock, which is Yisru Chag.
How about when you go for a banquet, they have those little pieces of bread?